The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, no big surprise. We'll get Rusty's take on that. He's ready to go, Carl.
All right, let's talk to the man. And Rusty, you're on top of this. It's Dukes and Bell. You guys hear Rusty on the Steakhouse. He covers, obviously, high school, college football like nobody else in our state. And I'll say this. I am a little surprised. Maybe you're not. What do you know about Carson Beck and his reverse turn here? I'm going to the NFL. No, I'm not. I'm going to the portal.
Well, first of all, I'm trying to get some damn milk and bread, and then all this stuff breaks. So let's face it, you know how it is. You know how that is. But when something like this happens, you put the bread and milk on hold. Here's the thing. Look at this from Carson's perspective. Georgia was trying to recruit quarterbacks. He was trying to decide, is he going to have this surgery? What does he need? The time crunch for Carson Beck did not help his decision. It kind of rushed him into some things. I think he's kind of understood the scope of his injury. I mean, you're talking about not probably throwing until May or June at the earliest. That's not going to set well with NFL guys. Right. He didn't have the year that you want to put on tape. I think, if you guys think about this, you remember Cam Ward declared for the draft, and then Miami talked him out of it.
Yeah,
and then
Carl
he came
that
back
up.
Like 2 weeks later. So when you look at this, I think it's Miami. I mean, I don't know that 100%, but everything would make sense. His girlfriend goes there. He's a Florida kid. They have missed on, like, three of their major targets at quarterback. And if you don't think they didn't come to him and go, look, Cam Ward might be the number one pick. He probably is going to be the number one pick if they don't trade it. So I'm sure that came to Carson and said, you've got time to rehab here. You've got time. We know what you can do. You can come here and make X amount of money. And, you know, listen, he's been at Georgia 5 years. I think it's more of those things where, you know, the guys he came with, those guys are gone. He didn't come in with any of these guys. These are all younger guys and stuff like that. So that doesn't surprise me. I think the timing of when he had to, quote, unquote, to decide a couple of weeks ago was really a time crunch for him because he had just had surgery. And I think the more and more detail he did with NFL people, they're probably like, hey, man, you're going to be a little bit further down than you think. And then he started thinking about, I got another opportunity. Why don't I buy myself some time and why don't I make a bunch of money and go to South Florida?
Right. And then reestablish yourself, as you said, and maybe be that top 15 pick. Rusty Manziel's with us, guys. He's the owner, publisher of Dogs HQ. You hear him, as Carl mentioned, on Steakhouse. Joins us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Would there ever, I mean, what was your take with Kirby? Was Kirby already ready to turn the page? Or do you think there was a discussion that they had to sweeten the pot?
I don't know that 100%. I just think that he'd been there so long. Things didn't work out this year for him. Georgia, once he had declared, I think he knows that Georgia has turned the page for most likely Gunnar Stockton. I mean, Gunnar Stockton lives with Oscar Delp. He knows all that's his guy. Everybody at Georgia that he came in with, those guys are gone. In fact, Carson Beck was living with two guys that didn't even play football this year. Two guys from Jacksonville. You know, they're going to school there. I think Carson was 1 foot out the door. I think he was going to go to the NFL. I think everybody thought he was going to go to the NFL. He gave Georgia 5 years, two full seasons almost on the field, and three waiting his turn. So he did his time at Georgia. I think everybody, the way it's happened the last month and a half, I think this is why it ends up he's not going to be at Georgia. He's going to be somewhere else, and why he's not in the draft. That injury changed everything.
We're talking with Rusty Manziel, guys. The breaking news about Carson Beck deciding to enter the transfer portal. I just said this to Mike. I'm not sure if you heard it right as you got on the line. So what's that room going to look like What additions have been added? And we know right now, if this is, you know, Beck's situation, we didn't expect him to be back anyway, but Jaden Rashada, what are we looking at in that quarterback room?
Well, you're going to look at Ryan Pugliese probably behind Gunnar Stockton. I don't think, you know, I think everybody wants to automatically assume it's Gunnar Stockton's game. I don't think he did anything to hurt himself in the Notre Dame game. Had a turnover there on his fault, the strip sack.
Right.
You know, first time you ever play, and you play against Notre Dame in the national quarterfinals, that's a pretty tough assignment. I thought he did pretty good. I think he showed some things he can do. Ryan Pugliese's a kid that Georgia beat Ohio State for. I mean, it's a kid out of the Northeast. He's there. I heard he's had a good couple of weeks. They're going to bring in two freshmen. Here's the thing, though. Georgia tried to bring in another guy to compete. They tried to bring in Mendoza from Cal. Didn't get him at the end. They tried to bring in Purdy, the young man that ended up at Florida, who was the starting quarterback at Charlotte. Tried to compete. So there is one more portal now in May. There's an open window. Yeah. So get to a spring practice. Oh, yeah, joy, another free agency month. But, you know, you get through spring practice and you kind of decide where things are. But I'll tell you this right now, and you know how things play out. The number one quarterback in America, one of the most talented. I've been doing this 14 full-time. I've never seen an arm like I've seen on this kid, Jared Curtis out of Nashville. He is a rising senior. He was committed to Georgia for a while. He backed off. Mike Bobo is in his living room right now in Nashville on a visit. And I'm telling you, you're going to hear that name from here until whenever he decides what he's going to do. So Georgia's going to be in on the number one quarterback in America for the 26 class. They're in deep right now with him. We'll see how that thing goes. And so quarterback, they got two true freshmen that will be here. Ryan Montgomery out of Ohio will be down. I think he's a mid-year. They got another young man that's going to start, I think, in June. So they'll have four quarterbacks in the room. But I know that Kirby Smart would love to have somebody else at least with some experience that's taking snaps in a game. And we'll see what they do in May. But listen, guys. I mean, I know Kirby would love to have three or four guys that's played. No, that doesn't happen now. Those days are,
right.
Whoever wins, if Gunnar Stockton wins this job, it'd be interesting to see what he does next year. It'd be interesting to see what Ryan Pugliese does. Just the way it is, man. That quarterback room with portals, you just never know.
Right. Hey, Rusty, you just touched on Bobo. I presume that Kirby's faith in Bobo is marrow deep, so he's not going anywhere. What about Stacey Searles? Offensive line became a big issue this year.
Yeah, you know, you look at that, and I get a lot of questions. The one thing I can say is this. If you look at Stacey Searles, you look at Mike Bobo, they've always been able to run the football. I don't know why. I haven't dug into enough tape. I haven't talked to enough people. I don't know why they could not run the football. They could not run it a freaking ounce. They couldn't run it 1.7 yards against Notre Dame. That's something they'll fix. That's something I have confidence they'll fix. I know this. If they were going to play in Atlanta on January the 20th in the last game of the year, they had to change their wide receiver room. And I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt that they have spent money to change their wide receiver room. Now, it has to play out on the field. But you see a different philosophy. When you go head-to-head with USC and Texas for Noah Thomas out of Texas A&M and you win that one, then you go Zachariah Branch, who came off a visit to Miami. I know it sounds crazy, but everybody doesn't choose Miami just for that beach. I can tell you this, you know what I'm saying? To get him was a big deal, and his brother, but Zachariah Branch, one of the best, you know, most electric to me. I've seen him in high school. This guy's got a lot of Miko Hardman to me. He's really quick, gets to fifth year. So Georgia really signed five wide receivers. So my comment to everybody asking about the offense, I think Kirby Smart is going to go out and get the guys they think that can fix it, and we're going to see what happens this year. But, you know, you look at Mike Bowman and Stacey Searles together, they've always been able to run the football. I had no idea why they couldn't this year. I have no idea, but I guarantee you that is something they will spend an entire offseason working on and seeing what the problem was.
Great stuff. Rusty Menzel, man. Get your milk. Get your bread, bro.
Yeah.
Damn, I mean, it looks
get
like Braveheart in Publix right now. I'm telling you, man, these people are – this is like an Oklahoma drill in here for this last gallon of milk.
It is. No, it is. I went last night, as a matter of fact, and it was fend for yourself. One dude pulled out a sword. I was like, come on, it's not that serious. Rusty Menzel, thanks so much.
I'm about ready to use some of Mike Bell flyer miles and head to Naples.
Hey, man.
Got to do it.
Down on the beach, baby. It's no ice, no sleep down there, Coach. Hey, Rusty, great job, man. Thanks for jumping on last minute, baby.
All right, man. Thanks, guys.